mainly because of your brother. He's just a disgusting human.
Wouldn't trust him as far as I can throw him.
Probably wouldn't be able to throw him that far.
No, he's big.
Although he is like a javelin.
It's like an airplane. You don't really know how it flies. But next thing you know, Robert's floating through the air.
Face first into the dirt.
I refuse to allow this home to be torn into factions like it was the last time you asked the person you're living with, at that point your landlord, to carry down the sheet.
The love of my life, we've had two blow-up fights about drywall, and one was about a crock pot.
But Steve, like you said earlier, when you're rich, you're rich.
Look,
and
when
you
you're
know
rolling
it.
In the dough, like Banker Kyle.
Yeah, pandemic's been good, man. We are just killing it. I got a big bonus. A big bonus in the third quarter. Oh, man. I think it was a foreclosure-related one. I can't be certain.
You feel bad about that?
God, no. Five-inch TV on the wall doesn't feel bad. Why should I?
Is that thing still on the wall?
Yeah.
Going on 2 weeks now.
Right? I would be lying if I told you I still didn't have a few moments of panic occasionally where I was like,
like every time Reed walks over to it, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oops. Yeah, because he's a climber. And my worry is that he's going to climb on the, it's kind of a fake fireplace entertainment center thing that is now in front of it. And he'll just wedge his feet anywhere to climb up on things. All I need is one. And he's only 24 pounds. 23.6 pounds or whatever.
Wow. Evelyn weighs as much as him?
Yeah, he is. So we had his two-year appointment this Thursday. He is in the 10th percentile for weight.
Other side of the coin, my baby is in the 105th percentile for head circumference.
I didn't look at the head circumference one. Reed had been in the higher portion previously. I have no idea now. But yeah, his weight was under 50%.
Jeez.
Right near the, or no, I'm sorry. Height was near the 50th percentile. Weight was in the 10th
That's
percentile.
Crazy. That's so nuts.
Hey, he's bucking my trend, who, you know, I feel like I eat a donut and there's like four extra pounds.
Right, right.
You know? But that all changes when you get older, Steve.
Yeah, yeah. The old metabolism, is it speeds up or slows down?
It definitely slows down.
Slows down.
Because, I think you're, I mean, from experience, it's probably simple enough to tell if you look at pictures of yourself in high school for the most part.
Yeah, you're all skinny.
Yeah, and you realize every day you're eating cafeteria, you know, French fries and pizza pockets.
Yeah.
You know, did they even have a salad bar in high school cafeterias?
Not a chance.
I know that mine didn't.
And if somebody ate a salad at lunch,
they get mocked.
They were basically a little Tommietto sitting in the corner eating their
hard boiled egg,
putting salt on it. And then what was the side?
I think he had an apple.
Was it just an apple? Like apple slices? Ugh. No.
Oh no, not a slice. I wouldn't even bet Tommietto's slicing his apple. I think he's just eating it whole.
Okay.
Yeah, and then he's the
core and all.
But Tommietto is the kind of kid who's gnawing like a squirrel the majority of the apple's gone.
So he's kind of eating it like corn on the cob, where he's holding it. He's got it held sideways, holding the top and the bottom in his hand, and just like typewriter style. Rotate.
So when Tommietto's done with his apple. Obviously, after he eats the hard-boiled egg, because the apple's the dessert. He's grinding that apple down until it's the stem, and it's like the pit, the little ball in the center. And then he's the kind of kid, though, at the table who, after, when he's done, he's going...
licking each finger, and then popping. And then that idiot's probably taking the stem and planting it in the garden.
Tommietto is responsible for like the most gorgeous apple orchards in America because he didn't want to waste 1 ounce of that apple.
Good for him.
But anyway, yeah, you were the losers if you were doing that in high school. And if I put it on the poll this week at Steve and Kyle. Did high school cafeterias have a salad bar?
Yeah.
Because I think you're right. I don't remember it at all. And if there was...
no chance.
It was such white noise for my head as it was swinging to try to find, like, chicken nuggets and anything else other than, you know, salad. I'm going to have a nice... I'm a 16-year-old. I'm going to have a nice Caesar salad for lunch
today. No. The best thing that we had at In our cafeteria was like the little fresh baked cookie station.
Really?
Yeah, they had, because there was like, there was the cafeteria where you go in and you get your tray and you, you know, slop.
Yep.
Pay for it and come back out. But then there was also like the little snack bar area.
Sure.
And they had Otis Spunkmeyer cookies. And they were these delicious chocolate chip cookies. They either had chocolate chip or like double chocolate. And then they had this little tiny, it was like a toaster oven. And they'd pop them in there for like 30 seconds or a minute, and they'd come out piping hot, and they'd, it was like,
bubbling chocolate.
It's like a commercial where you break it in half and like the chocolate strings from one side to the other. Oh, fantastic cookies.
So these weren't the ones that you get where they're in the plastic wrap already.
No, no, no.
These were,
And now, these were fresh baked Otis Spunkmeyers.
Now I've obviously had a misconceived notion about your growing up in your school, because it sounds like you guys were, you know, when you look at the classic TV shows and the high school rivalries or whatever, it's one town always looking down on the go-getters in the other town.
Yeah.
You were the guys looking down on the other schools, weren't you, in Cinnaminson?
I don't know. I don't think so, because we weren't really good. Like, we had a terrible football team who didn't win a game for like 4 years.
Right, but did you guys like brag about your performing arts program? Like, yeah, our football team's not good, but did you see last season's production of Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat?
I think we had a decent like theater drama program.
Yeah,
I think it was all right. I mean, for, you know, high school standards, it was probably just fine.
I think we'll get a real read for this on what
I don't. Yeah, I don't.
On what level of society you are? I just put on the poll. Do you know what an Otis Spunkmeyer cookie is? Because I am unfamiliar.
I'm going to see if it's like a regular thing
or if it still exists too. Otis. Right? Because Otis Spunkmeyer.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It shows right up.
Otis Spunkmeyer feels like a problematic name in 2020. Like, you know how they had to get rid of Mrs. Butterworth, the logo icon.
Mm-hmm.
They've had to, or no, I'm sorry, that was Aunt Jemima.
Aunt Jemima, yeah.
Did they change the name of that, or it's still Aunt Jemima? They just got rid of the picture.
I'm not sure. I'm not positive. Oh,
it's still around.
Yes, it sure is still around. And gosh, they look delicious.
Cookies, muffin, frozen cookie doughs, other pastries. Give me a picture.
Oh, there the double chocolates.
The double chocolates. Oh,
that's the
little ice cream on top. Okay.
Little mint chocolate chip ice cream. Man.
Wow. So Otis Spunk. Okay. So this is all new to me. And it's not just a your area thing, because they're founded in California, Steve.
Yeah. Look, they're on Instagram too. Follow them on Instagram.
We already follow enough confectionery companies on our social media. I don't think we should have Cabot cheese, Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't think I ever gave the Halo top, because they never responded in our ever-going feud.
Oh, they're such garbage.
They never replied. So in that regard, Ben and Jerry's wins, I have to admit that.
So I guess that a weird transition. This is probably as close as we'll ever get to. Remember, like back in the 80s, all your favorite sitcoms would have a very special episode.
Sure. Yeah.
And it would always be like the daughter, you know, tried crack for the first time.
Yeah. This
something.
Is the Saved by the Bell, Jesse.
Oh, Jesse Spano. I'm Jesse so excited. Spanos. I'm so scared.
Yep. Taking caffeine pills.
Yep.
This is the Home Improvement. Does Jonathan Taylor Thomas have thyroid cancer, or does he have a, like a goiter, I think is what the options were, where it's just like a lump. Those are the ones.
Really?
That,
did, by, speaking of, did you see the breaking Home Improvement news earlier this week?
Not good, was it? So, not, so my Home Improvement.
Zachary Ty Bryan,
who's had a few roles here and there. I don't know if he's consistently worked since the end of Home Improvement. I'm sure he's fine.
I read that he was still worth $8 million.
Yeah, I don't doubt that he is, as long as he didn't go the standard child star route, I don't doubt that he's okay. So my emotions in regards to Home Improvement, which is what I've been pining for, a reunion, a miniseries, a TV movie, anything for a return of, in this era of TV revivals.
Right. Yeah, this would be the time to do it.
They did the Will and Grace. They did, what was the big one that, it was not a bomb, I shouldn't say it, but Mad About You.
Mad About
But
You.
Then it was only on like Spectrum TV, and nobody knows where that is. And so my emotions went from like one day where Home Improvement, his new Tim Allen's new program, Last Man Standing, which is not new, it's 9 years old, has been announced that this is going to be the last season.
Okay. Oh, is everyone all up in arms again? Because when that got...
Oh, it's because...
Remember when it got canceled, everyone was like, oh, the liberal Hollywood trying to hold back the conservative value. Shut up.
And I'm a guy who watches that show. I'm fine with it ending. It's been out a long time, guys.
Yeah.
Not much more you can tell about a dad with three daughters. Oh, wait, the last time you did this, it was a dad with three sons.
Oh, I bet much different. Probably so, completely different storylines.
But I enjoy it for what it was. It's a fine sitcom that I, you know, I'll give a few chuckles at here and there. So I went from that thinking, because I don't know if you all heard the other big news a few weeks ago. Tim Allen and Richard Karn, who played Al Borland.
Al Borland, yeah.
I have teamed up for a new program on History or Discovery Channel,
okay,
titled like How It's Made. So they're literally going to dissect.
Wasn't that already a show, How It's Made?
Maybe it's not called How It's Made, but it's something similar where they're going to like break down tools and like how they're built and how they're produced and things like that. Teaming up for a new competition series, I apologize, titled Assembly Required.
Okay. All right.
And that is going to be on History Channel.
Yeah, because I think How It's Made was a very successful show for a long time.
You're absolutely going
to,
right.
Go into a factory and show how, you know, like a socket wrench was made.
Yeah.
Show everything going by on the conveyor belts and then some guy assembling it.
Yeah.
Some guy testing it.
Yep. So Assembly Required will spotlight the best and brightest builders from across the country at their home workshops, competing to breathe new life into everyday household items.
Hey, maybe they got anything on there about like an automotive category? Because I got a Jeep Comanche out in the garage. I don't know if you, you've been following along on the build.
Nope.
Okay.
So I went from this where I'm thinking, okay, hey, the door is open. The door's been cracked open for this home improvement reunion, whether it's a TV movie. Again, it doesn't matter. To the next day's news.
Door is slammed shut.
That Zachary Ty Bryan, who played the oldest son, Mark. No, not Mark. Mark
Brad.
Was the youngest. Mark,
Brad.
Randy, and Brad. He played Brad. Was arrested for allegedly strangling his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Which he denies. We should probably say that towards the front. He has been charged with two felony counts of whatever in regards to this incident. Not good.
Mm-mm.
So maybe we can do the old Roseanne trick to bring it back.
Well, yeah, like they'll just reference Brad, but like, well, you know, Brad, he's in France.
Or they'll go the route that we're about to talk about, which is, well, Brad got himself addicted to methamphetamines.
So on this week's very special episode of the Steve and Kyle podcast, I mean, I guess I should let you kind of take the reins, and I'm just going to sit back and listen.
Yeah.
Maybe interject some hilarity from time to time, because that's I think that's how we deal with issues such as this.
Yeah. I want to preface it by saying that unless it's outside of my knowledge, this story does not have a surfer dude hitting the pier ending.
Look,
I don't know that.
Look, we're kings of improv here.
Right. But
any story can end with a surfer. We're like Michael Scott, where every one of his improv bits included him shooting people.
Right. Right.
Every one of our bits includes a surfer hitting a dock.
Yep. That's how every story ends.
Pier.
So, yeah, and I also want to preface it by saying this is going to be a bit of a shorter episode.
Yeah.
And I also want to kind of get out in front of it and say, Steve, congratulations to you and I, because as we near our 250th episode, we are doing the math here right before turning on the microphones. We've done like 240 in a row. We have not missed a single week in almost 240 weeks.
Every Tuesday. I know it varied in time. Originally, it was like 9 a.m. We bumped it back to 7 a.m.
Yeah.
We've had a couple bonus. We've had some extra episodes in there.
I am relatively comfortable saying, Steve, that in the near future, that streak is going to be coming to an end. Not permanently. So before anybody gets alarmed, the podcast is not going anywhere.
Right. And to be clear, this is not on me.
No, God, no.
It's 100%.
No, this is
on you.
And that is an important designation to make.
Look, I mean, everything here is a competition in some way. And if our streak is going to end, damn it, I'm not going to be blamed for it.
We have fought through a lot in terms of timing issues occasionally.
Look, we haven't missed episodes for weddings.
Yep. Children.
For children being born.
Yep.
For major holidays.
Sicknesses.
Sicknesses.
Nothing.
Distance, like out of town things. Yep. A freaking global pandemic.
We have
so
not.
What do you got? Would you stub your toe or something?
So, it's going to be a bit of a longer tale. So, Steve, I apologize if you would be willing to indulge.
No, just can you hand me that magazine?
Oh yeah, four wheeler. It's the wide open wheeling edition. It's been on our table.
No, please, please. This is. I know you're going through some stuff. That is my gift to you.
Wow, boy, a gift to take home to my family. As far back as I've known, my family has had some health issues. Every family does. It's in the genetics. Some are more severe than others. Some are less. I haven't talked about it a lot. I've had cholesterol issues my entire life. Blood pressure, it all seems to be handed down. But also, in fairness to my family and my ancestors, I have not done a lot in my 33 years to reduce that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat great. I'm not like out jogging miles at a time, but it's never, I'd never been on medication up until this last year for my cholesterol and blood pressure was borderline. I was probably going to be on medication for it now or in the very near future anyway.
By the way, just so you know, every now and then I'm going to interject.
Mm-hmm. The up and down.
Yeah, the cartoon slide
so
whistle.
I've got to make sure I don't step on the down, you know, thinking it's only going to be the up.
Right. So if you can just be aware that
And you know what? You pick your spots, and I'll try to pick up the cues.
Just work right around them.
Years ago, my dad had a heart event. I don't know if it was classified as a heart attack. Where he ended up having to have a triple bypass surgery. And that was horrifying to watch and experience. And I can't imagine how it was for him. So fast forward to this week. And I'm due for a yearly physical in the near future anyway. Or a semi-year or every other year physical. When I go to bed on Monday night and I feel what is some really intense jaw pain on both sides of my jaw. Like...
Hmm.
I clench my teeth occasionally, I know that, but this is not that type of pain. It is intense to the point where I can't rest or sleep. I take Tylenol, I take ibuprofen, it alleviates that stuff. I go back to sleep. I wake up Tuesday, go to work, and I tell my wife, it's kind of moved. It's now like it's weird to classify it as pain, but it was some real discomfort in my upper chest that I could feel in my upper chest. Almost to the bottom of my throat, almost. And so she's kind of asking me questions, like, have you felt like, does it feel like in your stomach? And I think she's trying to suss out if it's heartburn related or acid reflux.
Indigestion, something like that.
And I told you, Steve, that later in the day, she had mentioned, hey, you should ask Steve about his symptoms for when he had his issue a few years ago.
The now infamous fart attack.
Yeah. And I said, you know what, I'll wait. So I get in. I'm stubborn. My family is stubborn. There's no way around it.
I think that's pretty normal. Hell, because when I was having the fart attack,
you don't want to go.
All I in the back of my head, it's just like call 911, call 911, call 911, and I'm like, nah, I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm good.
And that's the thing. Like you always think it's not that bad, or I don't need to go to the doctor for this. It'll be fine tomorrow, and it may be, but it's probably an issue. Showing some other problems. So thank goodness my beautiful, fantastic wife is an emergency room nurse who cares deeply about me and my health and my well-being. And midday when I texted her and said, it has not gone away. And not just not gone away, it hasn't alleviated.
Right.
Like it was still pretty there. I was working. I was fine. There was no interruptions to me being able to function. It was just uncomfortable.
Sitting there, stamping, deny.
Yep, laughing.
Deny.
Giggling.
Yelling at the younger coworkers.
God, it's a real playground. I mean, listen, it's a real issue. To the point where I think it was on Thursday or Wednesday, I actually had to physically stand up from my desk and do just a stare across the hall.
Now, no doubt you're wearing your brown suit, there at the office with a tie that you tied incorrectly, so the tail of it is way too long.
Yeah, it's down past your junk.
But it's also one of those old ties, so it's about it's 6 inches wide.
It's the size of a rowboat. It's the width of a rowboat on the wide end. So I so she says, hey, you should go see the doctor. And I immediately push back because I'm a dummy. And I say, hey,
I don't need no sawbones telling me what's wrong.
I don't, you know, hey, this is going to be something they want me to go in for. I'm already taking a few hours off Thursday to go to Reed's doctor's appointment. I don't really want to be that guy who's starting to take, like, jump out all the time to take time. And I'm, you know, I'm still new there. I'm at 4 months there now. And she said, well, at least send him a message. And I say, well, as soon as I send him, I can't do a virtual visit, because if you do a virtual visit or anything and mention chest pain, what are they going to tell you?
Go to the emergency room.
Go to the emergency room or come in, whatever. So I send him a message and I say, hey, I'm experiencing upper chest pain, et cetera. Explain everything. They call me within minutes and say, hey, he'd really like to see you this afternoon. So I make it. I talk to my boss. I say, I'm sorry. She remarkably understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I had hit my budget for denials for the month.
Good.
She's more than thrilled with my effort to say no to people.
So you've probably contributed to her second, if not third, yacht.
Yes. Yacht. She's now looking at a vacation home and a foreign island.
Yeah.
And I don't want to take all the credit. I'm just part of it. So.
There's no I in team.
Yep.
But there's a me.
There is a me.
And that me is you.
And that me is important. So she says, absolutely go. So I go. He's asking about all the symptoms, whatever. They hook me up to a pretty rudimentary EKG.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the nodes around your chest and whatnot. And they take some quick measurements, I guess is what you'd call that, about how your heart's beating and everything.
Sure.
They do an X-ray, which, if you ask me, the X-ray is the biggest scam in the hospital industry. It's for another time. Did an X-ray on my torn Achilles. Biggest waste of like $98 I've ever had.
Oh, I thought you meant that this time.
Oh, God, no, no. I'm going to check up on that ankle down there.
Doc, you're a bit off. problems up here.
But for this one, I was like, I knew they were going to do it. Sure enough, chest X-ray. So he
Which
comes,
I get in that case.
Right. For this, you want, and I think they were looking for fluid in the lungs or whatever to make sure that wasn't an
Maybe
issue.
A knife.
Fluid of the lungs, does that denote pneumonia? Is that what that is?
Yeah, I think
Okay. I knew it wasn't pneumonia. I could have told them that if they had just asked to save me the $90 for the X-ray. And just like I told them it was a torn Achilles when I went in, they wanted to X-ray my foot.
Right.
Oh, I'll make sure no bones are broken. No bones are broken.
Oh, so Bobcat was there.
Dr. Bobcat.
Dr. Goldthwait.
Hello, Dr. Goldthwait. I want to make sure no bones are broken.
Man, that guy just shows up everywhere.
Christ, it feels good to laugh. He comes back in, says, hey, I noticed just a few things on your EKG, but the EKG that they have, it's not fully accurate. Just some abnormalities.
Right, it's like from 1976.
Right.
He's probably going to sit there and turn a crank on the side of it.
Yeah, or he's pounding on the wall to get the hamster again, you know, kicking.
Yeah.
And
hamster's been dead for years.
He has to go up. Oh, another hamster! Bay 3! They bring a fresh lot, punt the dead one off to the side.
Yeah, that's how it works.
And
man, I didn't realize your wife worked in such a brutal industry.
Dollars to be made everywhere, Steve.
Yeah,
there's dollar. You should. I mean, we all know that. You guys routinely giggling while Johnny the Duck, and Lisa get canned.
Doesn't even bother me anymore.
Me smiling while I'm stamping deny. Katie's staff punting hamsters.
Hamster punting. Is part of the job description.
We're not all innocents in this world, is what I'm trying to say. So he comes back in, says he notices some abnormalities, but again, they're not that accurate. They don't know. So he wants to schedule me for a stress test and what's called an echocardiogram, which is an ultrasound of your heart. Essentially what you watched while you were watching baby Evelyn wiggle around in Annette's stomach. They want to do that to my heart.
Okay.
So I go in for that the following day, because at this point, I always prefer that. Like, well, we can get you in next Thursday. Oh, good. So a week of wondering what's going on?
No, thank you. You'll get me in now, please.
Yeah. So they got me in the next day. Work was fantastic again about allowing me to go. Went over there.
Are they struggling, by the way, without all the denials? I mean, because
All I know is someone's going to have to pick up the slack.
I'll
be back Monday. I'm ready. Fresh batch of ink.
The hammer's being dropped.
Fresh batch of ink. And the word no on the tip of my tongue.
I'm happy to hear that even though you're going through some medical issues, that thousands of people will still be denied their dreams.
Oh, you want an in-ground pool for next year? Ba-boom! Somewhere else. So I went for this. They do the echocardiogram first, Steve, which is the pictures of the heart. Like I mentioned, they want to do that first before they have you walk on a treadmill to get your heart rate up and then take more pictures while your heart is really pumping. So they take these pictures. They're taking them for a while. The ultrasound tech gets done, takes the pictures outside, comes back in a few moments later and says, hey, doc just showed these quick to a cardiologist. Don't want you getting on the treadmill today. She's going to want to talk to you in the office.
Okay, so the...
Which is one of the worst things you can imagine, let alone, like, it's not like, hey, she's waiting for you in the office. It's, she'll talk to you, and then you have to go through, and another nurse takes your blood pressure. Like, oh, your blood pressure's high. Oh, no kidding. They just told me, like, I can't do the stress test.
Right.
And then you wait.
Yeah, because not doing the stress test means that they notice something...
Sure.
...that would obviously give them caution...
Either that or they saw it on the pictures, like, hey, either your heart's great.
Yeah.
We
don't even need to do this. But in that mindset, of course, because I'm doing the same thing. When I hear, okay, we're not gonna do that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm immediately freaked out.
And you know, I listen, I'm a pessimist, so maybe if I was born a different way, I'd have said, hey, maybe she wants to come give me a pat on the back about how good my heart is.
Maybe instead of walking on a treadmill, they're just going to have me skip rope down the hallway.
Yeah.
Do some backflips.
Show her my gymnastics tumble. So
that's what happened.
She finally comes into the office and says, hey, because I think she saw in the file that my wife is a nurse at this hospital. Said, hey, do you want to call your wife? Said, yep, that sounds fine. Let me do that. So I get her on the phone. And the idea would be that Katie would mute herself so that you couldn't hear, you know, Reed throwing whatever in the background.
Oh, okay. So she wasn't at work that day.
Right. And she could still listen to what the doctor is saying. Me and my trembling nerves, I press mute on my phone. So I mute Katie. Hold my phone out like an idiot. For the 15 minutes
you
the
mute, you're muting you. Like, you muted your,
your
microphone.
Yes, sorry. Yeah, I muted our end of the conversation, which is, in this point, not to be rude, the only important half of this conversation.
Right. Yeah. Okay,
so,
good.
A little bit of a peek forward is we get to the end of the conversation. The doctor says, does your wife have any questions? And I go to my phone, click on mute. Hey, did you have any questions? No, I was on mute the whole time, so I didn't hear a word.
How long was this?
That was like 10, 12 minutes.
Oh, wow. I figured she would have, like, after she realized what you did, you'd think, like,
she
a minute
texted
in.
Me.
Oh, did she?
Wasn't looking. Just had my whole phone held out. Didn't even notice. And at that point, if I would have noticed, because it was, like, halfway through the discussion, what was I going to do to the doctor, whose time is relatively valuable?
Doc,
hey,
time out.
You want to go outside and open the door and say, hey, are you Kyle? And let's just do this whole thing again. She'll never know.
Give you $20.
So the gist of the conversation that I had...
That your wife did not hear
one
word of.
Wife did not hear, so I had to call her.
The medical expert in the family.
Did not get the direct intel from the doctor.
Okay. That's all right, though, but I'm sure that you retained everything.
100% of the info necessary she received in full a minute later on the phone call as I was stumbling over words and missing...
I'm screwed.
Missing 80% of the details.
Ventricle.
No idea what the next step is. You know, just, I don't know. I guess I'll come home.
I'm going to pick up KFC on the way home.
So.
Because now you're Bobcat.
Well, yeah. After all the news, you turn Bobcat, obviously. So the cardiologist tells me that I have what's called a bicuspid aortic valve. Now, that makes no sense to anybody, and it shouldn't, because...
The majority
of the population doesn't have to worry about that terminology.
I know aortic, like the aorta is the main...
Yes, the aorta is the main artery or valve, main artery going, pumping blood in and out of the heart. So the aortic valve is supposed to have three cuspids, like little leaflets, that when it pumps blood, it pumps it all the way out.
Okay.
What I have is a bicuspid, meaning two, which is allowing some blood to leak back into the left ventricle of my heart.
You're short one cuspid.
Yes. So it's blood. It's called a leaky valve.
And is this blood something that would have been from birth?
Yes.
I would assume, right?
So this is a birth, not birth defect. I shouldn't say that, but it is. Like, I've had it since birth, but this is something that unless you've ever had cause to have an echocardiogram,
you would have never known.
Which is not like insurance is going to say, sure thing, go ahead, have one.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't know. Okay. You would not be, you'd be none the wiser if you have this issue. I flash back to like a doctor's visit a few years ago when I had gone in for a cough. Like when I get a cough, it lingers.
Mm-hmm.
And I had gone in, he's checking my, you know, the stethoscope on the back and everything. And he had mentioned in passing, like, hey, have you ever been told or checked out for a heart murmur? And I had said, no, but my brother had one as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. It ended there. Now, it's not his fault, because why would you make this leap from this to we should get more heart testing done? At that point, I was maybe 28, 29 years old.
Yeah.
But that probably was a little bit of a sign. So what has happened is it's making the aorta work harder, Steve,
mm-hmm.
which has widened the aorta on the top part of my heart.
Okay.
That is not good. That leads to what's called arterial stenosis. Again, this is all mumbo jumbo to a lot of people. Suffice it to say, it's bad.
I mean, emphasis on the
down half, obviously. And you might as well go put that up half into the recycle bin. For the time being.
Okay, so for the last time. Because it's all from here on out.
So.
Okay, so you got a bum ticker. That's what the doc is telling you. Dr. Goldthwait.
What I need now is called arterial. Aorta. I'm sorry. Aortic valve replacement.
Okay.
I have to have the valve that has two cuspids
mm-hmm.
replaced with a valve that has three cuspids.
Where do they get that? They grow one?
Is that like either
a stem cell thing?
They can either essentially give me one from either a cadaver.
Oh, no. You don't want that.
A cow.
Oh, you definitely don't want
or
that.
Or a pig.
Pig, maybe. Pigs are smart.
Or a mechanical one.
Oh, boy. You're kind of like RoboCop. So
there's issues with
dead
all of
guy.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that. I've seen too many movies. Yeah,
I don't need to be haunted by that valve.
No. Cow. Kind of stupid.
Oh, real dumb animals.
Pigs are smart.
Yeah, but they eat themselves into oblivion and then get slaughtered.
Kind of great, though. Eat yourself into oblivion.
Good life, huh?
And then robot. Mm-mm. No, I saw Terminator.
So the mechanical valve, which I think is probably going to, if the option, and again, I should say in the middle of this now, this is pretty early in the process. This has all happened over the course of about 3 days. I have still not processed this fully. I am, I'm terrified, but the option is probably going to be a mechanical aortic valve, which then will put me on blood thinners for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
They then have to repair the aorta, which is, like I mentioned, widened.
So it's not just they just replace the valve. They don't replace the whole aorta.
No. But they have to go in and fix the aorta.
Gotcha.
However they do that in terms of it being widened or too large, they have to fix that part of it to make sure that the heart isn't overworking. The only way to do this is through open heart surgery. Which is an absolute downslide on the slide whistle.
I mean, that's about as downslide as you can get.
Yeah. So I went in. This is, oh, by the way, Steve, I'm sorry. I stepped all over your introduction about 30 minutes.
By the way, it's Saturday, October 24th, 2020, the year of our Lord. It's the Stephen Kyle podcast. Please, go on.
I went in yesterday, Friday, to get a couple of procedures done already. They wanted to shoot some dye in there, see how bad it's leaking, exactly okay. where, and the size of what is going on.
Looks like when you got a flat tire, they put some of that green slime in there.
Yeah, they just shoot it up my arm.
Clog it up.
And then they okay. wanted to send a, or they wanted to take some pictures. So they had a, oh no, I'm sorry, what did they do? Oh yeah, so they went down my throat with a scope, like
oh,
a camera.
Nice.
So they, you know, they knocked out for that part. And take some pictures to see the size of the heart from the outside and see the blood flow, all whatever. All doctor stuff that mm-hmm. I couldn't decipher if I had to.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, it was verified. There's a little blockage on the left side of my heart as well. Seems like my heart is somewhat of an anomaly, Steve.
Mm.
The left side in 80% of people is the dominant side in terms of the work that your heart does. My side, it's the right, so I'm one of five on that. And so there's a small blockage on my left side, which in this case is good, because there's a chance that they may bypass that as well while they're in there.
Okay.
So, but being as it's not very big, and it's not on the dominant half of my heart, who knows, they may not. So I got that done on Friday. The next step, I have to be referred to a doctor still. So full disclosure, the podcast, like I mentioned, is going to miss. I have some bumps here.
No, definitely not upslide. Heard it here first, folks. Kyle's responsible.
That's right. Send me your hate.
Now, when all of this, because we text back and forth on pretty much on a daily basis for mm-hmm. the most part. So earlier in the week, you had sent me a text, or I think we were texting about something, and I said, "Hey, can we record on like early on Saturday morning this week?" Because we were supposed to go away today. We ended up having to cancel that, and so then I got a text back from you on, I think on Thursday, saying, "Might not be able to make this weekend work." And I was like, "Whoa, what's going on?" And then what I'm assuming happened is that follow-up text, you had probably copy and pasted that to about 10 different people.
I had written that, and I changed a few things in it. But it was to you and like three other people that I sent that to, essentially given the lay of the land.
So I felt kind of bad because I read that and I'm like, oh my God. And my first reaction to you is to reply, "Jesus Christ, what the F?"
Yeah. Right. What? Well, yeah. Listen, that's the same reaction I had in person, you know,
which I felt bad about. And then, I was getting in the car to go pick up Toby. And, so I gave you a call. And the first thing I said was, "Apologies for my poor bedside manner." I was shocked.
Well,
Course, I can't imagine how you felt, but yeah, I was completely shocked to hear about that. Cause my first thing when I was reading the text, my first thought was, "Oh, I bet it's a very similar thing to what I had."
Yeah.
And then as I'm reading further in the text, I'm like, "Oh boy."
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah. So it's been a scary week, and it is, having some real anxiety
mm-hmm.
about the future here, because I'd mentioned my father's triple bypass and watching him go through that and watching him have to deal with that and recover from it. Just horrific.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to watch.
Yeah.
Because it's an incredibly difficult. I'm not saying the surgery itself is difficult, because I'm trying to tell myself that, you know, these heart doctors, these cardiovascular doctors do this daily.
They do this while they're smacking chewing gum, probably standing there in their work boots.
Yeah.
Still got grease under their fingers from when they were working on their Chevelle over the weekend.
Right.
And they probably got a baseball game on in the background.
Right.
They're not even looking at you when they're working on you.
It's mostly robotic arms now.
Sure. Yeah. Very fitting that you're getting a robot part.
Right.
But by the way, does that have like a battery pack or anything?
I don't know. Maybe I need to go get like shot by lightning every 5 years to get it a charge. You know?
Will you have a plug?
Yeah, just hook me up from the chest.
Like, there's just a plug sticking out of your chest.
Yeah.
Every couple days, pop that thing into the wall, leave it plugged in for an hour or two. You get charged up. You're good for another couple days.
So I don't mean that the surgery in that regard is difficult. Now, for me, I'm being selfish here and saying, yeah, of course it's difficult. It's my chest. It's my heart.
Yeah, of course.
But I've seen the repercussions on the human body.
Yeah.
In terms of how this goes and how difficult it is to get it back to full health after that. And I am, I'm terrified.
Sure.
Rightfully, unjust, unrightfully, whatever.
That's, yeah.
That's just the way it is. I'm beyond scared. So I mean, just today alone, since I had this thing yesterday, my right arm is useless because I had to have the catheter with the dye shot in the in my right arm. And so they had to open up. It's an artery. They have to open up an artery to put that in there. So it's like a bigger wound. So you can't lift more than like 5-10 pounds.
Right.
I know that when I have this new operation done, I won't be able to lift my son for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
But everybody has said it seems like it's really important that I caught it now.
Yeah, absolutely.
They said, the doctors were pretty clear that no heart function has been affected by this so far at age 33, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But it was made clear it has to be now. Because I could come back in a year, find it then, and something could have happened in a year. Whether
sure.
it be, because eventually that heart overworking affects the heart walls. And when the heart walls get affected and weakened and thinned, you're more susceptible to a heart attack and issues, which that stuff already runs in my family.
Well, yeah.
So I don't need to make that. I don't need to aggravate those circumstances more than I already have.
Sure.
So,
I mean, yeah, your options are do something now and get it fixed. And you know, a couple months from now, you're back to 100% and perfectly fine. Or you do nothing. And, you know, 5-10 years from now, you're kicking a soccer ball around with Reed in the front yard and you keel over.
Right.
So.
Right. So.
It's I get it. That is not like that's not a, I mean, not an easy pill to swallow. But
right.
It's just, you know, that's just one of those things you got to do. You just do it.
And now, like we talk about, the waiting is the hardest part. This episode is gonna be it's out Tuesday like normal, and I may have had news or the operation by now. I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's Saturday morning. This has all happened from, I went to my regular doctor Tuesday. I went to my stress test Wednesday or maybe it was a day past, whatever. Stress test was Thursday. And then I was in with the catheterization and the angiogram on Friday. And I'm here on Saturday morning wondering when is next.
I mean, I'm assuming that you're going to get a call Monday morning.
Just
saying,
yeah.
Come in for this appointment, do this,
yeah.
Do that. And yeah, but I mean.
So I'm not a, everybody gets the, I think, and realize this by now. I'm not a real, thoughts and prayers kind of guy. That's not my bag. So my only request to everybody here listening is, because I'm not on Twitter, is to please send your well wishes to Steve on Twitter. To then pass on to me personally.
So I'm going to have to call you like once a day.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, JoJo214 says get back to work.
Yep. And again, that this is the only...
Betsy Boo sent 4 hearts, a thumbs up.
This is the only way I can think to do it, Steve. I can't think of a more seamless operation than this.
Now... Even though you're not on Twitter, I'm still going to ask people to tweet at you. But never has there been a more apt emoji than the broken heart emoji to tweet at
you. Right. Now, listen, I've joked for a long time that some heart event is going to kill me just because it's run in my family.
I think that's how I'm going to go, too.
Yeah. And
if you go first, do whatever you can in that in your last couple seconds. To like shoot me a text and just give me a heads up on what to expect.
You won. It hurts.
By the way.
And then drop the phone.
as if it wasn't already apparent that you were the old guy in the office mm-hmm. with the office full of
kids.
22-year-old kids who are working for the weekend. Man, the fact that you got to go and get heart surgery.
Right. Open heart surgery at age 33.
Open heart surgery.
Not even 40, let alone 50. So that is my very near future. I don't know anything about how long I'll be in the hospital, about how long I won't be able to lift or drive.
I'd imagine that is they've probably streamlined that from, say, 20 years ago.
I think it's arm motion related in terms of the driving is a lot of the question.
Right, because I'm assuming you'll have, I mean, stitches and stuff right in the middle of your chest.
Yeah.
Are you gonna get one of those cool tattoos?
No, I got one on my Achilles, not doing it on my chest.
Yeah, but like a zipper or something.
Nope, not getting a tattoo near my chest. That seems utterly painful. Like I said, I got one over my Achilles and it was fine for the most part.
See, you should have done that when you had the Achilles injury.
Yeah.
When they numbed it up and you were getting surgery, you should have said, "Hey, you mind if my buddy Bingo comes in here and does a little art before you get totally done with this?"
I've got a guy. His name's Gator.
Gator, that's right. I knew it was something.
And he's got a real bitchin' idea.
Now, wasn't Gator? Gator was the one that was, he had reached a fork in the road and he could have been a lawyer
or a tattoo artist. And he happened to decide in prison that it was going to be tattoo artist. That's important to denote.
All right.
So that's my immediate future. So how that affects the podcast, we don't really know right now. If I'm home and I can't really do anything, we'll try to figure something out.
I already got auditions lined up for your replacement.
Oh, man. The second name in the title's getting replaced.
Once you're finally out of here, we can start turning some profit on this thing.
I probably have been costing us some dollars.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. I mean, all the agencies that reach out to us say, if it weren't for old Kyle,
he's a real PR nightmare. No ad agency wants to touch him with a 10-foot pole. So again, I wanted to keep everybody in the loop here because we've done so many in a row that I really do think that it is inevitable here shortly. Sooner rather than later, we're going to miss one, two. I don't know. We're going to miss a few episodes.
Yeah.
So I want to keep everybody apprised that they don't. Because the first thing people think, if an episode doesn't release and you're like, "Hey, couldn't do one this week. Stay tuned," is everybody saying, "Oh, would you leave or not doing it anymore?"
Well, we've also made it very clear. So this may be the exception to our bold statements that we've made in the past, where if we don't drop an episode, that means it's done. That it's completely over. We've deleted all social media accounts.
Yep.
Deleted all past episodes. Don't jump to that conclusion just yet.
Yeah, not in this regard.
Look, I mean, we just got this brand new poster here on the wall.
Yeah.
Like, we got to get our money's worth out of that. Actually, we've had that for like a year and a half.
Yeah, we had it for a long time. Thank you so much to Chris Pruitt for sending that and then us not doing anything with it.
Yeah, I remember opening it up and saying, "Man, this is beautiful," and then just rolling it right back up.
So I am.
I got some gifts too.
You did?
Out in the car. Yeah, I totally forgot to bring them in after work yesterday.
Oh man, do we want to do them now before? Because we don't know if we'll be back next week for a while.
Because you'll be,
Sorry, Mom. I did not approve that joke. That was steep. Heck.
Just wait till you hear what I say.
No. At the eulogy?
Because it'll be me, obviously. Well, if you can...
No, I can filibuster.
If you can filibuster for a bit, what's the topic going to be?
Oh, I'm just going to keep talking about my own issues because I'm selfish. So I'm in the position now of a 33-year-old who is admittedly incredibly stubborn. Like I talked about, I didn't want to go into the doctor to see this and... And thank goodness I did, as we all know now. And I now have to ask for help for everything. I won't be able to lift for a while. I won't be able to, like I said, drive. So, you know, asking people to, hey, can you come take this deck chair off the deck for me is a new position for me. And needing things done around the house is a new position for me. And I already feel horrible enough about asking my lovely wife to have to do more around the house in terms of, you know, being a wife and a mother and taking care of the house and doing things that physically I won't be able to. But like I have said, hopefully at this point, finding it young enough, it's not a lingering issue for me. And it can be, you know, within 6 months or a year, I can be kind of doing everything I had done before that. And I think I've talked on this podcast in the past about my aversion to running. I hate it. I hate it. And not only did I hate it, but when I would try it, I would get to a point where I would have some pains, like not just normal pain from being out of breath. And Steve, you can kind of speak to this, being you used to run quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
So I would, when I would run, I would feel okay. My legs themselves wouldn't feel like they were out of gas yet. Like, I'm not running 9 miles an hour at a half marathon here, but I would just try to get in. Hey, I can do one or let's do 2 miles today. I would try to build up my stamina.
Yeah.
But there were some times running where like chest pain would overtake me.
Okay. So that, and I mean, in hindsight, yeah, that was probably...
It was probably related to this because
but, I mean,
the heart was working so much harder,
yeah,
and it was causing these pains.
Yeah.
So, I can't rule out that I'm going to have to become a runner again.
Really?
But
I'll tell you what.
I'm at the point now.
You decide to do that, I'm back in.
You're in?
I'll start running with you.
Because I'm at the
point. Except when it's cold,
right,
or too hot.
Or rainy.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Or
we're
too
like,
early.
So we're basically the opposite of the USPS.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What's their, like, rain?
snow, wind, or rain, shine, wind, or snow. Like, what is their stupid motto?
You will not stop us.
Yeah.
No. Rain, shine, wind, or snow.
You will not stop us.
No.
So yeah, we're the opposite of that. Anytime it gets remote,
Philip, if you could make it, I'm seeing our logo, but with a USPS type feel to it.
Right.
Maybe pulling up in one of those old Jeeps, and on the side, rain, shine, wind or snow, you will not stop us. No. And
it's a finger wag.
It's a finger wag.
It's a Dikembe Mutombo.
No.
Finger wag. So listen, I'm at a point now where I can't have this false hubris that,
yeah,
I don't need to worry about it, and that I can't. I'm just going to go back to living.
No,
listen. If the doctors say you need a steady regimen of legitimate exercise, and we're not talking doing a walk, because I'll take walks right now. You know, with the family when it's, you know, not raining or snowing or,
yeah,
windy and
or shining,
it's not too hot. No.
Yeah, you got there. It's a little different than, you know, years ago when it was just single Kyle.
Right.
It's you got a bit more on the line now.
Right.
You got
it's hard
wife,
enough.
You got a son.
Yeah.
You know, you got to think about that. And it's honestly when you sent that text and after I talked to you the other night, like this, it's been obviously, I know it's been very heavy on your mind,
sure,
probably 100% of the time for the last couple of days. But yeah, it. That hit me and I was like, whoa, okay. Maybe this is one of those times where I have to like kind of reset my mind,
sure,
reprioritize, and you know,
it makes
figure
you
out.
Think and listen.
Well, yeah, I mean, it makes it any time it's, you know, something health related,
right,
immediately you start thinking about, you know, all right, what's, how long am I going to be here? What's my,
sure.
You know.
You're now thinking about some, and we joked about this 1 week ago,
mm-hmm,
or 2 weeks ago. We were talking about mortality,
yeah,
and planning our death.
We were talking about the your check engine light for your,
yes,
body.
And I legitimately have the thought, and I think I'm taking it seriously. I think, listen, I have a wife who I've joked in semi-joking. She makes way more money than I do, but I feel like I need to have a will before this, and that's,
yeah,
just me being precautious and,
yeah,
and scared. I know that. But it's something that makes me think, hey, I need to be more prepared because you don't know.
Yeah. So, no, we've talked about a will in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we talked about it, like the legal Zoom thing.
Yeah. Yeah. If that's still around,
are those like,
they're around. And if I'm in a pinch, who knows? Maybe I'll look up and pay a few bucks to have that done.
I'll tell you what. Now's your opportunity right here on this podcast. Audio will.
Oh, okay.
Look, now I just need you to say some kind of statement like you're doing this of your own free will.
Sure.
And that okay. I don't have a gun to your head or anything.
Oh, here we go. My name is Kyle Pfaffhausen, and I am doing this of my own free will and volition. Mm-hmm. And let these recorded words be my last will and testament in regards to my estate.
Okay. Estate. Oh, no. Yeah. Boy, that makes it. You really have you really have swung things in the right direction ever since you started that new job and this global pandemic hit.
Are you ready?
You got an estate now.
Jeez. You ready?
Yeah. What do you got?
I don't have. Steve can't have the TV.
That's it?
That's it.
Well, that should be pretty easy for me. I mean, I don't know why this wouldn't hold up in a court of law.
There's going to be you in the lawyer's office. Just nobody else.
Sitting here rubbing my hands together like, all right, my payday has come.
Are we going to seal this? Steve doesn't get the TV.
So.
You just rip your necktie off because you've just come from my funeral.
I'm wearing clip-on. I'm going clip-on.
Oh, you're absolutely going to clip-on. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So most people's wills say who gets what.
Yeah.
But your will is simply going to say, I don't get something.
Correct. That's the only exclusion I want listed.
Okay.
Everything else, I want a real legal battle for it over
okay.
the years.
Good.
Of course, there's not a legal battle. I have a wife and a son. What, are they going to fight each other?
Yeah.
He's two. He's going to lose.
Yeah, two-year-olds are terrible in court.
I don't even think he can hire a lawyer, the idiot. He tries to stick screwdrivers in electrical outlets.
That's not very smart.
No, it's not. What's he going to do? Contest a will in court? Of course, if he gets that far, though, put that little guy in a tuxedo or a suit in court, he wins everything.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. Cute kid. He'll win over any jury.
No question. Thank you to Steve. Thank you for reaching out. That means a lot. I do appreciate it, really. As you know, it's not easy to talk about, but being able to talk about it with somebody is important for me. And I have to take that seriously now. I can't just consume this internally and let it try to kill me in its own right before I can even get to the surgery. So,
well, I'd like to hope that if I'm ever in that situation again, I'd like to hope, I'm pretty sure that you wouldn't really care.
Right.
If it were me.
Right. Well, the first text I'm sending you is, so are we still on for recording? You know, we got to get the schedule down pat first.
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
the schedule's been meandering a bit for the last 4 years.
Getting down to the real nitty gritty.
Yeah. We need to start making this more like a job.
And the follow up is,
I'm going to put a time clock on the front door.
Yep.
You're going to punch in when you get here. You're going to punch out when you leave. And I need to see your work before you go.
And the follow up's going to be, well, can I at least come get my microphone?
No. That's,
and then I'll
doesn't
text,
say that in the will.
And then I'll text Annette, LOL, can't believe you got stuck with that stupid Jeep in the garage.
Oh, no, I'm leaving that to you.
But ooh, that's your spite.
But I'm specifying that the wheels get taken off of it first, and it just gets dropped on your front lawn.
If you think I'm doing anything other than like bringing a few like 40-pound limit dollies over and pushing it into the middle of a main intersection, you are wildly incorrect, sir.
No, that thing, I'll even prepay the towing to have it just...
It just sits in my driveway.
Dropped in your... Not in your driveway, in your front yard.
Right, it'll be perfect because I'll make a fire pit around it. And it'll just be like the world's biggest bonfire that you see pictures of, like, hillbillies that do it.
Right, yeah.
Where they burn, like, a shed on a Friday because they can. But me, I'm burning a Comanche.
Yeah. All right. So before we wrap up, our friend Trevor in Nashville, just a lovely man, a wonderful person.
Yeah.
He sent us some gifts. Now these came.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
To the side gig.
Do you have the intro song for it? Or
oh, jeez. Can you do me a favor? Talk more about your little thing. Talk more about your boo boo.
Again, before we get to the.
Even I felt terrible about that. Oh, Jesus, don't. Please, don't. Oh, I did have it open. We're ready to roll here.
If I kick it in the basement, that's a nice lump sum. Oh.
Hey, folks, viewer mail time again. Oh, here's one from Sally, age 14. Dear Pig.
And by the way, going back to the different valve options that you have, yeah. Monkey, or no, cow.
Pig, cow, human, mechanical.
Okay, so if you do get pig, then I will refer to you every time we record as, hey, pig.
Dear Pig.
And I'll call you Sally H.
Dear Pig.
All right, so Trevor sent these to the side gig. I have no idea what's in here.
Oh, he wrapped them beautifully.
This was something that I opened yesterday because it was in the radio show portion, but I wanted to show it to you anyway because it's
oh perfect.
Just absolutely.
Which, by the way, we have that's ridiculous. Steve, we have an address if you want to send stuff.
We do.
It is a P.O. box.
It's a P.O. box.
I mean, we have it on file. We don't need to go through the which building is Steven anymore game.
No.
So, again, we're not begging for gifts, but we are. If you send something, just shoot us a message for the address because it is new. And if you have an address from the past, please don't utilize that without asking. It's not like it's a deal breaker, but... Oh, look
this
at
is a movie
this.
Poster for my favorite, pretty much my favorite movie of all time. Rad.
The 80s. BMX movie.
See who that is?
Is that Tiffany Amber Thiessen?
No, that's Lori Loughlin right there. That's the
That is?
That is the Lori Loughlin. See,
she looks like a young...
college admission scandal, pre-college admission scandal.
Wow.
Right there.
So hang on. What's that slogan there, Steve?
A hometown kid on his BMX against the best in the world at Hell Track. The heat is on.
Whoa!
Yeah.
So it's this, and then what was that dumb movie where they rollerbladed down a hill?
Oh, that was, what the hell was that movie called? With Jack Black, and they rollerbladed down...
I feel like it was an R, or something Devil's Backbone.
Down Devil's Backbone. God, why do I forget the name of this movie?
Of your second favorite movie of all time.
Airborne, of course.
Airborne, yeah. The story of a rollerblader.
He's actually, Mitchell Goosen is actually a surfer who moves to Cincinnati in the middle of the winter from Southern California. So
what's
he's,
the first thing you do? You grab a pair of fruit
boots. So he's not stoked when he can't hit the waves. Do me
this
a favor.
Is
do
so
me,
not
look,
rad, bro.
Because you are no doubt going to have a little bit of time off over the next coming weeks.
Yeah.
Go on to Amazon Prime. Type in rad.
Okay.
And watch it. I would love to hear your review.
Yeah, let me do that right now. All right, it's on the watch list, Steve. Oh,
that didn't seem very sincere.
I can do that.
So even faced with like a month of downtime.
Yeah. Listen, I don't want the last days possibly being sullied by that turd.
It's Lori Loughlin. No. Lori Loughlin is the
is
star.
Is it free on Prime?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
definitely. Because I'm not paying even 99 cents.
I'll tell you what. If you have to pay it, find someone else to do it, because I'm not going to...
$3.99 to rent. It is not
is
free.
Is it really?
It is not free on
oh,
there.
Oh, man. I'm going to watch it today.
You're going to pay?
Hell yeah.
Rad got... film streaming. Boy, this is the first search for this in ever. Oh, don't worry. They get it on like the Daily Motion or whatever. It's always up there. I'm sure it's high quality. You think the quality, the HD, the 720, makes a difference compared to the standard, which no doubt this will be in, 360?
Oh, I think so. Definitely.
Hmm.
All right.
Well, that is... who gave you that, Steve?
This is from Trevor.
Oh, the poster was from Trevor as well. Beautiful.
Everything was from Trevor. Man. But yeah, there was stuff in this one bag specifically that he said was...
For
the podcast.
Well, let's dig into this thing so we can get the heck out of here and...
All right. Let's see.
Again, beautiful wrapping job.
Steve and Kyle, here, since you're the one with the bum ticker, I'll let you open that up.
It's a little out of my weight limit. But.
Oh, look at this. We got some.
Hey, some more candy cigarettes.
Got some candy cigarettes. Yeah, notice again that they don't say candy cigarettes. It just says.
It says candy.
Just says candy.
It's shaped candy.
Oh, a Chuck E. C.
Oh, not even a junior. Now not you and I are used to the junior, Steve.
Oh, that is beautiful. And what?
What the heck is a Twin Bing?
Twin Bing.
Read me that
from
description.
Palmer Candy Company. It does not have a description, but ingredients. Wait a minute. Nutty, chocolatey, cherry treat.
No, I'm out.
It's got a piece of really long hair stuck to it. So, all right, let's open it up. We got to try it. I'm not a big fan of cherry mixed in with my chocolate.
Well, you know me.
I know, it's got nuts.
Nuts can go fly a kite. Get out of my candy. Do we need to sick Lucky Billy on Trevor in Nashville?
Boy, this thing.
Very hard. Do you think it's supposed to be that hard, or do you think that's like a? Oh, looks like a. It looks like cow manure. Like, it's very thick.
Did you get to the pink part in the middle?
I don't know if I have one. There's just a lot of nuts.
Oh,
there we go. Boy, I'm set on this combination going forward, huh?
What? Trevor, that's not good.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about the Twin Bing. Big Bing? Twin Bing?
Twin Bing.
Bing?
That guy looks like Trevor just threw random crap.
Yes, he did. In a Dick's Sporting Goods bag. All right, we got one more bag here from our...
Thank you, Trevor.
Nashville.
It was delicious.
Oh!
Whoa!
Some double stuffed Oreos.
Okay, now we're talking.
Feels like they've either been tampered with or they've been jostled.
They definitely have adjusted themselves a bit. Is that a cassette tape?
Steve, we have a cassette tape.
Okay.
Of our dear friend.
Oh, Larry Ferrari
now
plays the music you love.
Departed. Larry Ferrari playing the music you love on the organ. I can safely say Larry's incorrect on a lot of counts there.
Wow.
Music. We've talked about the organ and the piano before.
This is amazing.
Let alone that you
Wait
love.
A minute. Hold on. Hold
Don't
on.
Don't you dare tell me that what you're looking at is what I think it is.
I can't read it.
Oh, okay.
But it looks... I'm going to call it a Larry Ferrari autograph.
Yeah, you really can't read that, can you?
No.
I don't even see any S.
I see an L.
Who would sign it there? Like, use a black marker on the outside of the case.
Trevor, we need to know. Is that signed by the Ferrari himself?
Plot two, blank plus blank.
Steve and Kyle from Larry Ferrari.
If that's Steve and Kyle, we have to have a real talk with Larry.
Well, he's dead.
No, we'll go find him. Dead. Heard that before. That is tremendous.
To Pent and Noin.
Penn and Teller? It's safe to say we can rule out Steve and Kyle.
Well, I mean, look, I don't want to lose hope.
That we had the ghoul of Larry Ferrari sign the cassette tape.
So now we have a Larry Ferrari cassette. And Larry Ferrari
vinyl.
And the vinyl one is like his Hawaiian hits.
Yeah, he's got his lay on.
So we have two forms of media that I don't have the ability to play in this house. But
we need to go into
that. But for Trevor, I'm going to go out and buy a Walkman.
Well, we need to go to that crappy studio that I used to record podcasts.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, that doesn't?
It's
that
gone.
Had a cassette player, a double deck.
Oh, so in case you want to do some high-speed dubbing.
Yeah. And I don't know if I had a record player, though. But yeah, we're going to need an all-media. I don't know why I have forgotten about this. Our friend Bryce Freeman on Facebook, has offered to give us a record player.
Is he local?
Yeah, he's local.
Okay. Oh,
perfect. We just need to meet up with him and get a record player.
I can picture this now.
We'll pay you, Bryce.
You're really rude. You're going to be on the mend for a couple of weeks, recovering, laying in bed or laying on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come over, set up the record player, put on Ferrari, Can you put record players on repeat?
Does it run out?
Or do, well, it goes to, because it goes to the center, but I wonder if...
Well, the needles, though, are, like, motorized now, right?
So it could lift up, could lift go back, and go start back. A, yeah, I don't know if that's the kind that Bryce is...
I don't want to burn the vinyl out. You know? Oh,
all right, well, then I'm just going to get you a cassette deck.
All right, we got one more bag in here, Steve.
Oh, I know exactly what that is just by looking at it.
All right, it's a shirt.
Uh-huh.
And it says, whoa, another gift for Steve.
Oh, I know exactly. I've almost bought that shirt so many times.
Rad Racing, Steve.
Rad Racing. That is an exact replica.
Is that what he wore?
Of Crew Jones from the movie.
Crew, C-R-U-E? Or?
C-R-U.
Oh, didn't even have the E, didn't have time?
No, Crew Jones is rad.
I gotta do this.
Why'd you eat that?
Well, I was sitting here and I eat this piece of crap in front of me, the Big Bing or whatever the hell it's called.
It's called a twin dong? No, Twin Bing.
The Twin Dong Bada Bing. Thank you, Trevor, very much. We always love viewer mail time over here.
Hey, folks, viewer mail time again. Oh, here's one from Sally, age 14. Dear Pig.
Just horrific.
Good, you mean? Horrifically incredible?
Thank you so much, Trevor.
Can't be said enough. We got a Chuck E. C.
God almighty.
We got some...
yeah, that's the wash down the garbage that he sent.
Got some double stuff Oreos.
I'd rather eat that sand from Iwo Jima.
Boy, I'll tell you what, this has been a real good uplifting episode.
Yeah. Yeah, you got any big zinger before we go? Or
you know, I feel like I played the slide whistle perfectly.
It's very true.
Not too much.
You lightened the mood.
Yeah.
So again, thank you, and thank you to everybody. Not that it's happened yet, but for all your well wishes, please just keep thinking of me. And again, send all of those well wishes to Steve and Steve only at NoPH in Steven on Twitter.
If you'd like to send Kyle some get well gifts, just DM us. Yeah. We'll send you our PO box.
Yeah.
Which I'm willing to. Or I'm sorry, Second Chance Jeeps is willing to share PO box.
Sorry, that's what this is. That's what that was for. It should have been clarified. I offered the space up for the gifts that we get. Hey, we're going to miss some weeks. Keep on the back of your mind, everybody, the non-denominational Winter Solstice gift exchange is nearly upon us. If we're not doing an episode next week or the week after, we will be posting details on social media to just submit your name and your information to get involved.
I think that no matter what what the schedule is like, I'll probably still pop on and release something each Tuesday, even if it's just a couple minute update, whatever info you give me that you're comfortable with me.
Well, and we can figure something out for I have a minor setup at home. I can record a few minutes. We'll figure something out. We're not going away. It might just be a little bumpy for a little while here while I figure things out and try to get back on the mend.
Or this could be it.
This could be it. We don't know.
That is, but I mean, to be fair, that's been from the beginning.
It's been the case every single week.
All 240 episodes could have been the last one.
Yeah. So you'll never, ever know.
All right, we will talk to you next week, hopefully.
We'll be in touch.
See ya.
And thanks.